One of the most important insider trading cases in years gets underway in New York this week. U.S. officials say that over the years, the billionaire hedge fund founder Raj Rajaratnam used information he obtained illegally to make millions of dollars in stock trades. The government's case hinges on thousands of hours of wiretap conversations between Rajaratnam and his contacts. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
In recent years, U.S. officials have carried out one of the biggest insider trading investigations in history. Nearly four dozen people have been charged. And former SEC Commissioner Joseph Grunfest says one thing that links many of them is that they knew Raj Rajaratnam.
I think Rajaratnam, if you have a look at the allegations that have come out, appears to be a bit like the spider at the center of the web.
Rajaratnam was one of Forbes magazine's 400 wealthiest Americans. Securities lawyer Thomas Adjemi says over the years he allegedly cultivated a network of friends and associates at major American companies like Goldman Sachs, Intel, and McKinsey & Company.
Some people he had long-term relationships with, and he was just able to use personal relationships to find out what was happening deep inside companies before that information was released to the public. In other circumstances, it's alleged that he actually paid people for the information or gave them kickbacks.
Those who allegedly assisted Rajaratnam include a former senior vice president at IBM and a former board member at Procter & Gamble. And Adjemi says that in itself is unusual.
Often you'll see insider trading cases brought against mid-level or lower-level people at companies. This is one of the very few times that I can remember we've had such senior supposed pillars of the community, if you will, involved in insider trading cases.
In recent months, virtually all of those charged in the case have pleaded guilty, and some are cooperating with the government. In contrast, Rajaratnam has mounted a full-throated defense, attacking the credibility of some witnesses and sharply criticizing the government's handling of the case. Joseph Grunfest, who now teaches securities law at Stanford, says one thing in particular is likely to distinguish this trial. Most insider trading cases are built around circumstantial evidence. Prosecutors can prove that two people spoke, but can't prove what they said. But in this case, the government applied a tactic usually reserved for mafia and drug cases. It got permission to wiretap thousands of phone calls between Rajaratnam and his friends, family, and associates.
We can actually listen to what one person told another. And that's one of the things that's going to make this trial really quite different from any other insider trading case that's been tried, at least in recent memory.
Rajaratnam fought hard to keep the recordings from being used as evidence. The judge turned him down. More recently, Rajaratnam has attacked the government's evidence head on. Simply passing on a tip about a business transaction isn't illegal, he argues. Prosecutors must prove the tip was not available to the wider public and that Rajaratnam knew it was illegally obtained. That is usually a high hurdle for the government, but in this case, prosecutors believe the tapes are likely to make proving the case easier. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.